You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Since Stephon Clark's officer-involved shooting, which was the night of March 18th, there have been some statements about the number of people shot and killed each year by police. PolitiFact California and its team researched one fact in particular, or one statement, I guess, and Chris Nichols is joining me in the studio to talk about it. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Beth.
These numbers become important. They become repeated in many different situations. So let's talk about this one in particular.
Sure. And this is a statement we heard from the nationally known civil rights attorney, Benjamin Crump. And he's representing Stephon Clark's family and previously represented Trayvon Martin's family. And I think it's just emblematic of what we're hearing when it comes to just the huge number of people that are shot and killed by police every year.
This is his statement then from a press conference earlier this week.
The Clark family isn't the only family who has had to endure this long pain and suffering. Since 2015, 73 families have had to endure similar experiences. Over 70 black men have been shot unarmed.
Over 70 since 2015, and that's where you focused your research, right?
That's right. And we haven't done a formal fact check on this where we've placed a rating. We don't typically fact check an attorney. We focus on politicians. But I think this can be a guide for us because we are hearing similar statements. So we did research it, and there are a number of resources out there where you can look, but I have found that the Washington Post, through a database that they've put together in recent years called Fatal Force, that really appears to be the most complete resource out there, even more complete than some government sources, which even acknowledge that they don't have the full picture of this crisis. And so we took a look at that. We found that from the big picture, there have been nearly 1,000 people of all races shot and killed each year by police in recent years across America. So that's sort of the top line picture. And then, of course, we drilled down a bit more from there.
So you did look specifically at, because his comment referenced African Americans, he said over 70 black men. And that means you do want to take a look at that category in particular.
We did. And the database does allow you to search by race, by quite a few different categories. We found of those roughly 1,000 people killed each year, well over 200, sometimes even 230, 250, have been African American. And I think just pausing right there for 1 second, that right there actually tells a story. There's a disproportionate share of black people killed each year by police, if you look at those numbers, given that blacks make up about 12% of our population in the United States, but they're closer to 20 or 25% of the people killed each year by police. So about twice their representative share. And then just to go one layer deeper, we did address the attorney's specific statement about unarmed black people. And we found when you add up the numbers from 2015 all the way through this week, there were 79 unarmed black people shot and killed by police across the United States. So
since 2015.
Since 2015, exactly.
I'm looking at the breakdown of the years. There were 38 in 2015. Then we went to 18 in 2016, 20 in 2017, and there have been 3 so far this year.
That's right. And, you know, I think these are, it's important to realize that we don't know which shootings are justified or not. These are just numbers in a database when you look at them. Of course, they represent human lives, but we don't know from the database the full story. We can't tell if they've gone through the court process, if the officers have been investigated. But I think that's the really a central part of the conversation Sacramento and our nation is having right now. Are these shootings justified? But what I think we can tell is justified or not. I think the numbers, these 79 shootings, and then the larger picture of the 200 African Americans roughly each year, the 1,000 people of all races every year shot and killed by police. I think they reflect why many, many people in our community and across the country are so angry and are calling for a different approach to how police interact with the community.
All right, Chris. Well, we'll be doing this again, I know, over the next days and weeks and months. So thanks for joining us with your research, and I'll let everyone know it's posted online.
We'll be putting together an article at politifact.com/California.
All right. That is Chris Nichols, PolitiFact California reporter based here at Capital Public Radio. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.